Chris is drinking the blue Kool-Aid. We're lifelong Lions fans. Bob!
All right, let's go, Lions fans. The Jared Goff era has begun.
Connor!
Hey, let's bite some kneecaps. Detroit versus everybody, baby.
UJ!
A new era in Detroit has begun, people. So get on the train or get left behind.
Rud Dog.
This is going to be an unprecedented era of Detroit Lions respect.
And I'm Big Z. It's a new era of Detroit Lions football. It's going to be one hell of a season. We'll be drinking the blue Kool-Aid with Dan Campbell all year long. Predictions, thoughts, reactions, everything we got to hear. Sit back, relax, and grab your Kool-Aid, fam. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back and ready for week 13 of the NFL season for the Detroit Lions. And lucky number 13, we hope it is, because the Lions obviously still remain winless on the season. And they are facing the Vikings. They are hosting the Vikings this week as 7-point underdogs in Ford Field. Before we get down to breaking down that game a little bit, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. So we got Bob.
Hello there.
UJ.
Hello, mates.
And Connor.
Hey.
All right. Some of our folks have been watching the Beatles documentary.
Yeah. We should do a pod in all the Beatles voices. We got four of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Big Z, you're Ringo.
Talk about American football.
I don't know, because I don't want to be Ringo.
Somebody's got to be, I guess. Anyways, let's get into this Lions game here. Again, facing the Vikings, trying to get that first victory on the season. There's a lot to fix, but the Lions, at least, is kind of like a little mini bye week, having that Thursday Thanksgiving game, a little few extra days of rest. Of course, that's not going to help DeAndre Swift, who will be out for this game. Penei Sewell out with an illness in practice today. And there's a couple other injuries. Kadarrell Hodge out with an illness. Is there something going around? Not COVID related. And then Bobby Price was out. Jalen Reeves-Maven was out. Trinity Benson, Michael Brockers were limited. So some injuries there among the other ones that we already are dealing with. And with like everybody being out already. But anyway, oh, Trey Flowers is out too. Not that we've recognized him on the field when he's been healthy, but
no. Wait, who's actually playing? You just named half the team.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of injuries. Jamal Williams going to get the start. I hope he still gets the same usage that he normally would. I'm not thrilled with the idea of Jamal Williams getting 20 carries in a game necessarily. Yeah. We saw it last game, and I thought he kind of, it kind of wore off a little bit. He's much better as a second running back. You know what I mean? Like getting 11, 12 carries a game. So yeah. It's like you're fresher.
I totally agree.
The workhorse type running back like we saw DeAndre Swift could be.
No, this is just another chance for us to see Jamar Jefferson maybe. He seems to be healthy now. And, you know, he looked really sharp in his last outing, and I'd love to see a little more of him. You know, I'd like to see him get 10, maybe 12 carries at least, maybe a little more.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Yeah, absolutely. The small sample size we've seen out of him this year has been really good and encouraging. So, absolutely. This is a Vikings team that's been struggling defensively, too. The last few games, so they gave up 34 to the Ravens, 31 to the Packers, 34 to the 49ers. So, naturally, that means the Lions are at least going to score
30 at least.
Over 20 points.
No.
Which we haven't, that magical number that we haven't hit.
Since it can happen, man. It can happen.
We all predicted over 20 points last week, I think. Didn't happen.
Well, that's the Kool-Aid kicking in for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. this Vikings team has a hard time defending the pass this year. Their cornerbacks are not up to par, probably with the rest of the league. Patrick Peterson's there, but he hasn't been great this year. Sean Breland, they've kind of gone through a rotation of people on the second quarterback spot when Peterson hasn't been there. But other than that, I mean, this is a Vikings team. The Lions should have beat, earlier in the season,
on
too.
On the road, yeah.
So there's that aspect of things. So if you recall, Lions losing on a 54-yard field goal, becoming the first team I don't know if it was ever, but in a really long time, I can't remember the exact stat, to lose on 53-yard plus field goals in a single season.
Yeah. So, we're good at these new stats.
Right. Find a new way to lose, baby. Drink that Kool-Aid.
Always find a new way to lose.
We own that category.
Yeah, I do have a stat that's somewhat helpful for the Lions.
Helpful stats.
Our pass defense has been better lately. I think we've been top 8 in the league or whatever the last 3 games.
That's wild.
Or 10 or something. But when Kirk Cousins passes for less than 275 yards, they're 0-5.
So hammer the under on the passing yards, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. So if we can keep their passing yards down, we got a chance.
Well, that's a good stat, Bob. You know, in fact, I was reading up on Kirk Cousins, and I don't know why we're so afraid of these guys. I really don't. Kirk Cousins has been good in the first half of games, but he's not been good in the second half of games. If you compare his quarterback rating, he's 123 in the first half and 88 in the second half. 16 touchdowns in the first half compared to 6 in the second half. Wow. So, I mean, 0 interceptions in the first half compared to 3 in the second half. So, I mean, his play goes down in the second half markedly, and it's probably one of the reasons why Minnesota's lost as many games as they have. I don't know why we're so afraid of this team. I really don't.
Who said we're
Isn't
afraid?
Isn't Dalvin Cook out too?
No, I mean, why are they making us 7-point underdogs at home? Come on.
Well, I mean, we haven't won a game this year.
Yeah, well, but still.
Lions 7-4 against the spread this year, by the way, which is top 5 in the league.
There you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
Have we mentioned?
We're 2 games behind the Packers for the division lead there.
Yeah. Have we mentioned?
So, like they say, good teams win, great teams cover. Yeah. Right?
All right. What are you saying?
But nobody said we're afraid. Nobody said we're afraid.
Well, I don't mean it that way. I just mean we seem to get zero respect. And I realize we haven't won a game. Okay. I get it. But, man, we should have probably had 3 or 4 wins here easily. And these games are so close. We're just barely losing a couple of these games recently.
Right.
And yet we're still getting no respect at all on the spread. That's all.
Connor, what did you mention about the running back?
I was going to say, the big thing to me is that Dalvin Cook is out. And, I mean, he's one of the premier running backs in the league. So without him to worry about, I think you could really focus on hammering down that pass offense, like you mentioned, keeping his yards down.
He was out the last game, too, wasn't he?
I think he's out for a while. Is he out for the season? I don't know. But
I think he meant last time we played them.
The last time we played him, he was out.
Yeah.
And I actually don't think the Vikings lose too much with Madison versus Cook. I think they're not that much separates them, in my opinion, at least. Last time Madison faced us, 25 carries, 113 yards. No touchdown, but he did have a lot of that was on one run. They had a 48-yard run in that game. Besides that, he was pretty much held in check.
It should be a good litmus test for how well our defense has improved.
And how many yards did Kirk Cousins throw for in that game, UJ? 275, exactly.
Yeah.
With a touchdown and a pick. And a pick.
Yeah.
I was running a marathon that day, so I didn't get to watch that one live, so I'll be happy to run. That was a humble brag, but Anzalone had a pick in that game as well, so hopefully keeps the momentum carrying over from the Bears game, the Thanksgiving game, into this game as well. And maybe you can pick off Captain Kirk again. Oh man, you know, I mean, otherwise the Lions are going to have to do what they need to do all year, which is establish a run game that hopefully sets up some sort of pass game, because we know they're not going to go throw 45, 50 passes out of shotgun in this offense. So
no.
And not throw it more than 15 yards on the field once or twice throughout the game.
I don't know. But
Goff did look sharper last week, though. 21 of 25 or whatever. 21 rating.
I just have a feeling he's ready to have a good game.
He's bound to have a good game eventually.
Exactly. I think he's due. I think this is the week for it, too. I don't know.
If he can't get something going against the Vikings, then I don't know what to say anymore. Like, what do you do? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and he was 21 to 25 last week, but for only 171 yards.
So it happens when you only throw to your check down. And yeah, you'll make a lot of passes, right, but you're not going to get a lot of yards.
Right. I mean, he did have the deep pass to Reynolds. And a decent lead downfield, one to Hockenson on the other touchdown. But other than that, it was a lot of checkdowns. And the confidence level obviously isn't there in Goff either on third and long because we ran that draw play in third and 32. So
their go-to play, baby.
How many draws over under do we run on third down in this game?
Ooh.
I'm going to go over under 3.5.
Over.
Over.
I'm going to say over 6.
I'll say over.
Oh, I'm going to go under.
Whoa.
I'm going to say 3.
We run if we have like 30 yards down a distance, then we're running it. That's
yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, so
we don't have Swift running the draw either, though. Remember that. He's our go-to draw guy.
The draw has been taken out now.
True. So, I mean, I think we said all we need to say about this game. So, there's something else I want to bring up here that I was having a conversation with somebody earlier today. Just where the Lions are right now, compared to some of these other teams in the NFL that are at the bottom, and like, where do the Lions rank in terms of their trajectory compared to some of these other teams? Because somebody told me like, the Lions are in the worst situation in the NFL, blah, blah, blah. But then someone else told me, like, because I brought up them, and they said, no, I don't think that's so. True. So I'm just curious what you guys think.
I don't think so either.
So I'm going to bring up a few teams here, and I want your guys' opinion on if you think we are in a better position than them. So I'm going to go from the worst to, like, this is kind of like the top 10 in the draft, basically. So the Jaguars, do you think we're better off than the Jaguars going forward?
Well, I mean, Urban Meyer is a big question mark, but they also have their franchise quarterback. Pretty much so.
Right. That's the difference right there, the franchise quarterback.
I think that'll be the difference in a lot of these ones I mentioned here, that they have a young like franchise quarterback to build things around going forward. Which
that being said, though, we have a better coaching situation than Jacksonville, I think, bar none.
I agree.
Yeah.
They look a bit
of a mess over there. Mm-hmm. I kind of like our situation going forward better than them, personally.
And who knows? This could change. We could get our franchise quarterback who could end up being better than Trevor Lawrence in a couple of years. I don't know.
We could. How about the Texans?
Better.
Better.
100% better.
I would agree.
That franchise
is a
dumpster fire. Better. Their ownership is awful.
It is.
They do have a bad owner. Really bad owner. And they have a quarterback that's making $30 million not playing.
Yeah.
Even though he's healthy because of all the legal problems. So I would definitely say better. How about the New York Jets?
Better.
They've got two good draft picks coming up in this next draft.
Zach Wilson looks terrible. I'm sorry.
See, I know the
jury's still out on him, but he has looked really bad, and he has gotten no support from this franchise to this point. And you see this happen with so many Jets quarterbacks.
Yeah,
that's true. He's got no support. He was injured for a while.
I think he shouldn't be starting right now. I think he should be like kind of on the bench learning before he's thrown into the fire. Personally, but I do think he has a boatload of talent, so I don't hate. I'm biased because his name's Zach, but
yeah, probably.
Hey, maybe we could trade for him in with the Jets during the draft. You know, with all these draft picks, we can swap around.
I highly doubt that would happen, but that would be awesome if it did.
I don't know.
I'd be all for it.
I would.
But
be too.
I think Saleh's doing less with more talent over
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Compared to there's
an article posted about that, about Saleh versus Campbell and who is doing the better job. And even though Saleh has more wins, I think people can concede that because.
Yeah, because they do have some talent over. Like they have a really good wide receivers. They have two high draft picks on the offensive line, and their defense has been really bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're
really,
defense
really bad, and they have some good pieces on there. Like I think we have less talent overall in defense than they do, and our defenses look way better than theirs.
Well, they hired a defensive minded coach, right? So that's the curse.
Yeah.
When you hire
that's what happened to us.
When you hire a defensive minded coach, you're terrible. When you hire an offensive minded coach, you're terrible on offense, like Matt Nagy. So whatever you want good, you hire the opposite.
Who else?
Two more. Seahawks.
We're better right now.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's probably on his way out there.
Yeah.
Probably.
How about a trade for Russell Wilson, man?
That's not going to happen.
How about Russell Wilson coming to
Detroit? Will he be a free agent? No.
I don't care.
He might be a free agent after the year.
How old is he?
He wants out. He's 32 or 3 or something.
I don't think we need a 32-year quarterback right now. I love him. Russell Wilson's great, but are we ready to compete right now with him? Yeah.
Just an interesting thought to entertain. No, maybe not, but maybe in 2 years we might be. Maybe not this year or next year, but.
Hey, I love Russell Wilson. I think he's a great quarterback. I just don't know if he fits our rebuild.
I don't know. As inept as our offense has been, I don't think we're actually that far away because our line is actually pretty good. We got running backs.
Got a good tight end.
And one good tight end. And, you know, we got some receivers and a quarterback.
Definitely need receivers.
Can turn around quickly. Yeah.
If we get like four new wide receivers, we're set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Last one, the Bears.
I'll take us.
Yeah,
I'd rather be sure.
I think they're going to keep Nagy longer than they should, and it's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
You think he stays another year?
I think there's a better chance of that than people are giving it credit for.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? You know what he's gonna do is
he's gonna go up to Pace and ownership and be like, hey, Fields is the guy, you just got to give me one more year and it's all gonna click, and they're gonna give it to him, and it's not gonna go well. They're gonna win five games.
Yeah, their upper management is just messy, man. It has been for a long time. It seems like they get a few good players here or there, they get a good defense, you know, they get enough to be somewhat competitive, and but they just, that's it.
The McCaskies have not been great owners, in my opinion, either.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people agree on that.
And the Lions are going to shed a bunch of dead money, you know, dead cap money. So they're going to have room to improve the roster a lot. Yeah.
Who else you got for
Absolutely.
Us,
you want me to go? You want me to do one more?
Let's do one more.
Yeah. Let's do it.
The Giants.
Well, I like their quarterback.
I think the Giants.
I'm going to say us.
I like Daniel Jones. I think he's.
They also have good draft picks coming up.
I think they have a good coach. Joe Judge is pretty good.
I like Joe Judge.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley can't stay healthy. Seems like.
You like Daniel Jones, kind of?
I'm not saying I like it. I think he's a little underrated. I think he gets too much flack.
Interesting.
I don't know either.
I don't. The Giants are probably better, but I don't see them on the verge of greatness. I don't know. I think they're going to be floundering for a couple of years.
I mean, none of these teams.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with that. I would agree with that too. But the Lions are on the verge of greatness.
Yes. That's right. The quickest turnaround, worst to first next year.
Hey, speaking of shedding deadwood, apparently, if I read it right, DeShaun Hand has been released.
Yes, they're going to let him have a push for a playoff team. I think
we finally gave up on the DeShaun Hand experiment.
It's too bad. Yeah. His first year, he was awesome.
Season.
He was so good.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah. But you know, we just can't keep riding this guy. He's just not there. Got to be there.
I think that's what Brad Holmes is realizing. Like, these guys we keep saying are going to eventually hit. You just realize they're not hitting, and you got to cut them loose. Like,
what's the term? The best ability is availability, and Hand has not been that guy. It's been for too long. I mean, you can only go so long. I mean, I wish him luck. You know, maybe he'll catch on somewhere and be healthy, but. Yeah, it's too bad. It didn't work out here, but
unless he goes to the Bears, I don't want him to fail.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay, so that was America's favorite game, where the Lions compared to the bottom of the rest of the NFL. So thank you everybody for playing. That was great.
We're not on the bottom,
right? I mean, so it looks bad because we don't have a win yet, but the arrow's pointing up because. Well, it can't point any further down, that's for sure. But we think our arrow is pointing up a lot higher than some of the other teams in the league based on their current situation. They might have a couple wins, but
that's
in the long
an inspiring
run,
speech you gave there, Zach.
Like the Independence Day speech. It's up there, right, with that.
Right, exactly.
And what about this is off the subject, sorry, but why not? How about Kelly and Notre Dame? He had like a 10-minute meeting with his team.
It was 5 minutes. I watched it.
So
it was 5 minutes.
7 a.m. 11-minute meeting.
Yeah.
So broke up somebody, like, tell me, because the message was going around. They had like the teamwork message where he said, sorry, gentlemen, I won't be the coach anymore. We'll meet at 7. Like, oh, so breaking up over text, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, rough.
They are.
Yeah, crazy.
Holding on to their
crazy
OC,
college
which
coaching
is
carousel.
Kind of good for them.
But this is also relevant because I'm curious too. You don't really see NFL coaches' salaries, But seeing some of these NFL coach or these college coaches' salaries making
Mel Tucker,
the only guy I knew that was making that much was John Gruden. I thought he was the highest paid. I'm sure Bill Belichick gets paid undisclosed amounts that are pretty high. But over, I'd imagine some of these NFL coaches are seeing these contracts and saying, "Should I go coach college and get out of the NFL?" Like, it seems backwards. The NFL guys.
Well, they don't have to pay their players, so they can put it.
That's true.
And you can build a roster in a much different way. I mean, there's benefits to the college game for sure.
Yeah.
And it definitely pays for itself. But a good college program, it helps enrollment and everything. You know.
Denying any of that, but I'm just saying, from an, if you're an NFL coach, seeing all these contracts being given out in college, it's like,
yeah,
I'm at the next level. Yeah. I should be getting paid this much.
You just got to because
I don't think
recruit,
I can almost guarantee. I think we can guarantee that Dan Campbell is not getting that type of money right now.
Big Z, are you bummed that Anthony Lynn didn't get the USC job?
I'm bummed because he's still on the team.
That's kind of how I meant it. Yeah. Were you kind of hoping he'd get the job? I bet you were.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not working out well. So, unfortunately, I had high hopes, too.
I did, too.
I mean, the run game looks better, and he's than it has been.
Don't think we should let him.
The thing he's known for the most. Yeah, but Dan Campbell said he's still keeping it. So, he's learning on the fly.
I guess so.
But, all right, so let's get into it now. The Lions, again, 7-point underdogs at home. Noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern game at Ford Field. So, Connor, let's start with you. Give our prediction for this upcoming game.
All right. It's going to be a juicy one this week, boys. I think the Lions are going to win the turnover battle, first of all, which is going to be amazing. I think Kirk is going to throw two picks to our revamped secondary that's been doing really well. And I think Jared Goff is going to fumble one time with his tiny hands. But that's it. Just the one tiny hand fumble. I think he's going to do.
But then he picks it up and
scoops
it.
Then he picks it up and then he fumbles it again. But no, I'm kidding. I think we get three touchdowns in this game. I'm not going to say to who. Doesn't matter.
Bold prediction.
We're going to squeak by this one. 21-17.
Ooh.
I'm going to predict it for the 8th week in a row with a defensive stand. To win the game at the very end. And eventually it'll happen if I keep saying it.
We didn't do it last week. But this is the week.
This is the week, yes. That's all prediction. Right.
So there's Connor's prediction. 21-17 Lions. So, Bob, let's go to you.
All right. Yeah, this is definitely a winnable game, as we saw last time that we came really close. Well, as we do every week, we come back really close. But, yeah, I think Goff's got a little more confidence going in. I think he'll have another good game. And I think our defense will continue to build on what they've been doing. I think they've been inspired. I see there's going to be at least one interception. Tracy Walker's going to reel one in. And another big game for Goff. He's going to win it on the final drive. A long drive.
Ooh.
Engineered by Goff. I know. It'll be shocking. But the real key in this game for the Lions is Alexander Mattison, the running back. They got to shut him down. I think they will. Our defense has its eyes on you. All right, I'll go with Connor's score. 21-17 Lions.
All right, ride with me. Let's go.
Offensive victory at the end, very end. But the defense will keep us in the game.
So, you could say the Lions will be putting on a show.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to you, Jay.
All right. I'm sort of in agreement with you guys a little bit here. I think we're going to win the turnover battle, for one. Second of all, I think Goff is going to probably have his best game of the year. I don't know. I think he's ready to have that good game and kind of pleasantly surprise the fan base here. So, but I think the score is going to be 24-13. I think we're going to win by more than a score. And, I think our defense is going to do a really good job in this game. I think we're going to make less mistakes than we usually do. And at the end, we're going to be up by two scores, and we're going to win this game. Three touchdowns by us, a couple touchdown passes, maybe one rushing. And, I think 24-13. I think we dominate this game. personally. And I don't see any reason we shouldn't. So 24-13, that's my prediction.
All right.
It's blowing.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. 24-13. All right.
Yeah. 24.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is gonna be a tight one. You know, it's hard to win your first game without going through a few speed bumps along the way during the game. During the game, not the obviously.
I was gonna say we've had 11 big speed bumps so far this year.
right. Did you guys see some of the graphics floating around? Like the Rams were 0-3 in November, but the Lions.
Yeah, we won
one.
The trade.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Seahawks are 0-3. Yeah,
I saw that.
So I like those. But man, this is gonna be a tough one. But like I said, we're gonna have to battle this one out. But we're gonna pull it out. I'm gonna go 21-20.
Ooh.
21-20. Whoa. 1 point victory.
How's it gonna end up? What's the end of the game look like?
Oh, how does it look like? So I think we're gonna be up 21-17, like Connor predicted. He's like, Connor's gonna be like, oh yeah, I got the right score. This is gonna be great.
Hey, Bob.
But then the Vikings get within striking distance of a touchdown at the end, but there's a big sack and it becomes like 4th and 30.
Ooh.
And there's like a little over 2 minutes left. So the Vikings are going to think that they can just kick a field goal right here and then just hopefully stop the Lions once. So they're going to kick the field goal, make it 21-20. Then the Lions get a first down to end the game to run out the clock.
Wow.
The Vikings will
is it down a draw play?
No.
Oh man. No. What if that's the draw that gets them over 3, like you predict?
Then I'll just be heartbroken.
All right.
For a multitude of reasons besides just being wrong.
All
right. So I think that's going to wrap it up for us here. To Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. We greatly appreciate that. Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your thoughts on this week's upcoming game. Even I've seen a lot of things out there already. People doing mock drafts of the Lions, even though there's still 6 games left in this season, which is fine. I mean, we're not making the playoffs. So, although I don't think we're mathematically eliminated yet.
I'll be very focused on the Big Ten Championship to see how our boy Hutchinson does this weekend.
Go blue.
Yeah. Go blue.
Yeah. I think Michigan 10-point favorites in that
I
one.
Think so. They should theoretically win that game pretty handily.
Ooh. I mean, if you're a Michigan fan, you got to be happy that they're playing Iowa, because I think Iowa was a little overrated.
Remember when they were number 2? That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Oh, it's just their offense is bad and their defense is respectable, kind of like the Lions, but they have 10 wins and we have none.
Yeah, that's true.
But they force a lot more turnovers. But it should be a good game. I mean, the Big Ten Championship is always a fun game to watch. It's always the last one of the weekend before they reveal the top 4. Yeah. So the college football playoff got pushed back again, the expansion talk. So they'll just keep pushing it back until it's too late. Anyways, regardless, Twitter, Drinking Lions, Instagram, Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid. I'll let us know your thoughts on the week's upcoming game. Other than that, sideline report. Thank you. And Kid Jay, our producer.
Kid Jay, baby.
Oh,
great job. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Make it the best weekend of the year, because there's only 1 month left in the year. It's December. We're already in December.
Wow.
I got like the Spotify Wrapped thing today. You know, it tells you all the stats from the year of your listening on Spotify. So that signals to me the end of the year is near.
Is true.
All right, gentlemen.
Get your Christmas gifts.
Listeners, thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. And last but not least, as always,
go Lions! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain, a Lions victory.